Fourth canto, 9th chapter, text 11. Bhaktim muhu prabhatam toyimi prasango bhuyadananta mahatang marasayanam jenanjasal vanam urubhyasanam bhavabhim nese bhavadguna kathamrutapanamatta. Translation is Dhruva Maharaj's prayer to Supreme Lord. Dhruva Maharaj continued, "O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about transcendental qualities, pastimes which are is eternally existent." We read Prabhupada's purport. There are three paragraphs in Prabhupada's purport, and we read two paragraphs. Third paragraph I not read, just to read it. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service and the association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to transcendental planet Golok Vrindavan, and there also there is only devotional service. For the activities of devotional service both in this world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service doesn't change. The example of a mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango, and when it is ripe, it remains the same mango. But it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, the devotions are performed according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions of the regulatory principles of Shastra, and there is devotional service in the spiritual world rendered directly in the association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are both the same. There is no change. Difference is that one stays in unripe, the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Read. So, the question is here. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service, the association, in the association devotee is the cause of the development of further devotional service. Bhajiva bolya se sansar bhitare bolya rahile tumi avidyar pare. Why have you come here to the material world? Huh? What purpose? Huh? Yeah? Bolo?
Krishna Maharaj.
Bhajiva bolya se sansar bhitare bhulya rahile tumi avidyar pare. You have come here to do bhajan. Huh? But you have forgotten it. Isn't it? Covered up with avidya, ignorance, you have forgotten it. Cut up the snare of maya, that is avidya, that is nascence or ignorance, you have forgotten it. But your well-wishing friend, sadhu, guru, your well-wishing friend, Krishna, śrutaṁ sarva-bhūtānaṁ, well-wishing friend, Mahāprabhu, well-wishing friend, tumāre loite āmi huin avatār, আমা বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার?
ফর ইউ আই কাম হিয়ার,
হু ইজ ইয়োর ফ্রেন্ড বাট মি? হু ইজ ইয়োর ওয়েল উইশ ইয়োর ফ্রেন্ড? নেভার উইশেস এন ইভিল, হি সেজ দিস থিং। ভজিব বলি আসে সংসার ভিতরে, ভুলিয়া রহিলে তুমি অবিদ্যার ফলে। ইউ হ্যাভ কাম হিয়ার টু ডু ভজন, কৃষ্ণ ভজন, হরি ভজন, বাট ইউ হ্যাভ ফরগটেন ইট, therefore you are doing maya bhajan, isn't it? You have become maya das, isn't it? You have become das of your senses, that is maya das, but you are krishna das, for that purpose you have come here and you have forgotten it, therefore you have been suffering. Your well-wishing friend reminds you. Understand? So, bhajan, Krishna bhajiva. Krishna bhakti vina sa mithyaya sansare. Do you understand? Krishna bhakti vina sa mithyaya sansare. You understand me? Everything is false here, but Krishna bhakti. Janam loye che Krishna bhakti kori bare. Janam loye che Krishna bhakti. সব মিথ্যাই সংসারে, কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি বিনাশ মিথ্যাই সংসারে। ইউ হ্যাভ টেকেন বাথ টু ডেভেলপ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি, টু ডু কৃষ্ণ ভজন, হরি ভজন, এভরিথিং ইজ ফলস হিয়ার in this material world, but Krishna bhakti. How can one develop Krishna bhakti? How can develop Krishna bhakti? Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangina parijayate. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangina parijayate. If you do bhakta sangha, sadhu sangha, vaishnava sangha, association of Vaishnava, sadhu, devotees, you will develop bhakti. No other means is there to develop bhakti. So sadhu sangha is the only boon. Durlabham manusa janmam. Manusya janma, human birth is rarely achieved birth. You understand? What is the purpose of this real acid bath? Labdva sudalavidam bahushamavante manusya murchada manitya mapiya dhira. Bhagavata repeatedly says, after undergoing lakhs, lakhs of spaces of life, one gets a chance, he gets a human bath. Rarely achieved birth, you should understand this thing. But it is anitya, temporary. Very temporary, very short period. Any moment, death may come and this birth is finished. Who knows? Death may come today. No, such uncertainty is there. But it is arthada. Very birth, this really achieved human birth, you will develop bhakti, Krishna bhakti, that is known as supreme paramartho, fifth paramartho, fifth purusartho, above dharma, artho, kam, mukhya, four purusarthos. Because only by bhakti, you can understand Supreme Lord Krishna and get Him. Without bhakti, Krishna is not available. Do you understand? The purpose of this realized bhakti is develop bhakti. Huh? Understand? And without the association of bhaktas, vaishnavas, sadhus, nobody can develop bhakti. So sadhu sangha, association of sadhus is only boon. Dhruva Maharaj begs for that boon. Prahlad Maharaj begs for that boon. Prithu Maharaj begs for that boon. Pracheta has begged for that boon. All great personalities. They only beg for one boon, that is sadhu sangha from the Lord. Nothing else. Srimad Bhakti is durlava. Bhagavata repeatedly says, 11th canto, 10th canto, 7th canto, you'll find. Kaumar asarsi pragyo dharman bhagavatani yo durlavam manusam janmam tadapiya dhruvam arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj statement. Durlavam manusam janmam tadapiya dhruvam arthadam. Manus janma, human var, realized var, durlava. But arthada, adhruva, temporary, for a short time, it is there, any moment death may come, bath may be finished, but it is arthada. In this very bath, realized bath, one can develop Krishna bhakti, that I get Krishna. And without the association of bhakta, Vaishnava, sadhu, nobody can develop bhakti. Therefore, to meet a sadhu is more rare. Man bhakti is rarely achieved. A meeting with a sadhu is much more rare incident. Understand? Durlaho manuso deho. Dehinam chanabhangura. Tatrapi dullamanni vaigunta priyadarsanam. 11th canto. Bhagavatam says, dullava manasa deho. Dehinam chanabhangura. Repeatedly says. Not once, twice. Repeatedly. Dullava manasa deho. Human body, human birth, rarely achieved birth. Dehinam chanabhangura, chanabhangura, any movement, it may finish, death may come. Tatrapidallamanne vaikuntha priyadarsan. Do you understand? More rare, much more rare, is to see a vaikuntha priya, that means sadhu. Yes, understand? Understand? Tatrapi dullamanni vaikuntha priyadarsana. Yes. So sadhu samagama, arrival of a sadhu, meeting a sadhu, association with a sadhu, much more rare incident. That is said, yes. Because only with sadhu sangha will develop bhakti, then we can achieve the goal of our life. And very easily we can cross the dreadful ocean materialist existence. Dhruva Maharaj says, therefore he begs for that goal. Understand? Bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Understand? Krishna bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme tiha punya. Puna mukhya anga. Mahaprabhu's statement. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoy sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme tiham puna mukhya anga. Sadhu sangha is the root cause for the development of Krishna bhakti. Understand? If you are so fortunately, those are fortunate, bhagyavan jiva. Huh? Not ill-fated, unfortunate. Huh? Bhagyavan jiva, those are very fortunate. They do sadhu sangha. You understand? Krishna prema janme tiha puna mukhya anga. By the develop the association of sadhu and develops bhakti and constantly associate, always associate, always remain in the association of sadhu, then you are protected, Baba. Secure, protected, huh? Yeah. Because sadhu means he is carrying Krishna in his heart. Krishna de tumar, Krishna didebar, tumar sugodiyache. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna bali dhaita bopachka. Isn't it? Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is yours. Yes. Huh? You can give me Krishna. I want it. One who carries Krishna in his heart is Vrindavan. Huh? This was Durga Maharaj's statement says, huh? Those sadhus' heart is pure, uncontaminated, constantly flowing from the heart, harikatha, like a flowing river, in incessant flow. Such association required. Huh? One who is very fortunate and remains always in the asus of sadhu, he remains in Krishna. He is protected. He is secure. He gets so much strength, spiritual strength, Baba. Yes. And Mahaprabhu, therefore, always in association. It's not that it is finished. I got bhakti, it's finished. No, you lose it. Always remain. Therefore, last paragraph, Prabhupada purported says, always remain. More elevated sadhu, more elevated sadhu, then bhakti will be ripened. Yeah? Released. Otherwise, unripened, ripe mango. He gave example. Material world in unripe. Go to spiritual world, same bhakti, but ripened. Releasable. Prema bhakti. That is releasable. So Mahaprabhu said, Krishna bhakti janma mula hoi sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme tiha puna mukhya anga. The premi bhakta, who is a premi bhakta? With prema, developed prema, and with love of, the rope of love, bound Krishna in heart. Krishna becomes submitted to a premi bhakta. Preme Krishna Bosho hoy preme tare bhoji. Krishna becomes submitted to love. Preme priti, preme thakur. Krishna's deity is the object of love. And your bhajan should be done with love and affection. Otherwise that is not bhajan. Krishna prema janme. Goal is Krishna prema. Love of Krishna. That is mukhya anga, that is chief limb. Understand? Abhidheya tattva. Here also is quoted, first paragraph. Sadang prasangan mamavijyat sambhido bhavati hrutakarna rasayana katha tadjasanad asu apavarga vartmani Shraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishyati, 3:25-25. Kapila Deva stayed, Lord Kapila. You found? Yes.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. Thereafter he is freed and his attraction is fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin.
Begins then. Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti. First develop Shraddha, hearing from Sadhu. You'll develop Shraddha, faith. Shraddha means faith. Unflinching faith, strong faith. Words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. First requisite is Shraddha. Then continue your association and hear, continue in hearing. Thereby further development of bhakti. Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti. Then comes Rati, attraction. Krishna Katha Ruchi. Develop taste for Krishna Katha. Whose soul is hungry, food is Krishna Katha. You run, I am hungry, where is food? Where is Krishna Katha? Isn't it? Then Rati. Rati means Ruchi Asakti, attachment. Bhakti means prema bhakti, goals. Yes. And associate sadhu, gradual development will be there. That is yes. Yes. Mahaprabhu set up that example. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he set up that example. He is practical teacher. In Jagannath Puri, when he was staying, taking a sannyas, what he was doing? He was always with the very intimate devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda. Yes, Mahaprabhu was always staying. Very intimate devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. Thereby he has set up that example. Yes, always stay. This is the association of such great elevated devotees, premi bhaktas. Otherwise, how can you develop Krishna bhakti and I can make advancement, development? And last goal, how prema, how can we reach? Not possible. No samya hoita hoy bodo bhakta pada. Isn't it? Krishna is Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta parataru nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. He said, nobody is superior to me. But Krishna samya hoita hoy bodo bhakta pada. Mahaprabhu said, my bhakta, they are greater than me. Yes. Krishna samya hoita hoy bodo bhakta pada. Yes. Nobody will be equal to Krishna. But if one becomes very dear devotee of Krishna, he becomes greater than Krishna. Krishna makes him greater. Yes. Yes. Because in form of Mahaprabhu, Krishna is doing bhakta sangha. Understand? Understand? Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is doing bhakta sangha. He is always remains in the association of very intimate devotees. Thereby he has set up example. You have to do like that. Thereby says, my bhakta is greater than me. Yes. Sarvadharman paitejya mamekum saranam braja. Krishna gives most concluding instruction, isn't it? Most confidential instruction, last instruction he gave, last thing. Bandhanikalpa rajya dharma, just surrender unto me. Isn't it? How can you do it? Nonsense. Love is very easy. You are loving stool. We develop love for Krishna. Mr. Bapi. Not so easy thing. Is it rolling on the street? You'll get it. Love. Love is not available in this material world. It's lost is here. Isn't it? It's lost. Where is love? Rare thing. How can you get it? Yes. Unless you associate with him, how can you surrender? All right, you may surrender, that's all right. So nobody is here, everything lost to me, my wealth is rubbed off, gone. My family members kicked me out, get out. No friend. Oh, then you surrender unto Krishna. Krishna is there, I've heard it from sadhu or heard it from shastra. Then you may surrender. But without the association of bhakta, vaisnava, pure devotee, Krishna cannot listen to you. Never listen to you. Krishna will never submit it to you. But situated in saranagati stage, in surrendering, what do you say? Surrendering platform, unless you do sadhu sangha, bhakta sangha, Krishna will never listen to you. Krishna will never be submitted to you. He is wise. He is intelligent. Who remains always in sadhu sangha? Yes. Thereby, his surrender becomes what? Stronger, stronger, stronger. He becomes very strong. Nobody can shake him. Do you understand? It's not only that he will be situated in the platform of Saranagati, but in addition to that, you have to do Bhakta Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Then Krishna will be very much pleased. Very much pleased, yes. Srimad Bhagavata 11th canto says, Tava Bhagavatam Dharman Sikhyed Gurbhatma Daivata Amayanvritya Jaistu Siddhatma Mado Hari. You have? Bhagavatam Dharman Sikhyed Gurbhatma Daivata Amayatmanvritya Jaistu Sed Atmado Hari. You have? That means Guru is very intimate devotee. Nikunjo yino rathikeri siddhi. Such as Guru. Very intimate associate devotee of the Lord. One must accept Guru and from him and accept Guru and don't think Guru as an ordinary human being. Namartya buddhya suyata. Ajajya mang vijanyam. Krishna says he's as good as me. You should think like that and from him you should learn Bhagavata Dharma, Saranapati. How you will surrender, he will teach you surrender. Do you understand? Then you have to serve Guru without duplicity. Amaya anuvrutya. One who does so, understand my language? One who does so, accepts a Suddha Bhakta, pure devotee of Krishna as Guru, very intimate devotee of Krishna, and never thinks Guru as an ordinary human being, and learns Saranagati from him, he teaches Saranagati, and learns Bhagavad Dharma from him, and serves Guru without duplicity. Hari, who is the soul of the soul, becomes very much pleased. Yes. When a person staying in the association of sadhu, cultivates bhakti. Understand my language? Krishna becomes so much pleased with him. Krishna becomes so much pleased with him that he is submitted to him. Do you understand? Yes. He gives himself to him. Allah, take me, take me. No other means is there that you will get Krishna. And Krishna will become submitted to you. And therefore all Mahajanas, all sadhus Mahajanas, they have glorified they have sung such glories of sadhu sangha, like Nartam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes, isn't it? They have sung the glories of sadhu sangha. That's the only thing to require. Otherwise, you cannot get Krishna at all. Cannot develop bhakti, and Krishna is not available to you. Yes. Those who do sadhu sangha, pure sadhu, Vaishnava, premi bhakta, association of premi bhakta, Vaishnava sangha, sadhu sangha, they can earn prema, get prema. That is dullava sampatti, rarely achieved asset, wealth. Yes. Therefore, sadhu sangha is better than bhagavad sangha. Understand my language? Sadhu sangha is better than bhagavad sangha. Therefore, Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did sadhu sangha. Always remain association with very intimate devotees like Rai Ramananda and Sarupdham Dharmasani. Yes. You understand this thing. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mr. Dog and Hawk. Bapi. Yeah. If somebody does Josit Sangha, understand? Josit Sangha. Josit means woman. Understand? Weapon of Maya. Yes. Kapiladev says, Pasyam me balam maya srimajya jaino dijang. Pasyam me balam maya srimajya jaino dijang. Mother, my mother. Saying to mother, Devahuti, his mother. See, the strength of my maya, shakti, in the form of woman. Yes. Pasyami balamaya srimajya jaino disan jakaranti bhuvikrant. Bhuvikrantam bhuri. Drumhena kevalam. Third canto. Kapila Deva's advice. Yes. If you associate with the Josit Sangha, Stri Sangha, associated with a woman, you will be captured by Maya. You will be completely deluded, moha, isn't it? Delusion is developed, understand? Similarly, if you associate with devotees, bhaktas, Vaishnavas, no delusion will be there. Yes. Because you develop bhakti, pure bhakti, that's why you get Krishna. No delusion will be there. You understand? Tada dussangam sujya sasu sanjeta buddhiman. This instruction is there. Tada dussangam sujya sasu sanjeta buddhiman. One is intelligent. Buddhiman is give up the sangha, asat sangha, understand? The sangha, asat sangha, and will do sat sangha. Sat sajjet buddhiman. Who is buddhiman, intelligent? He will do sat sangha, sadhu sangha. Give up asat sangha. The sangha. What is the sangha? Dussanga kahiye tare atma vanchana. Krishna Krishna bhakti vina onya kamana. Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is dussanga. What is the Sangha? What is also Sangha? A person who has other desire, not desire, how to get Krishna, how to develop Krishna bhakti. Krishna, Krishna bhakti vina onyo kamana. He has other desire, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation. That is also the Sangha. But one is intelligent, he'll give up the Sangha. Give up also Sangha and Satsangha, Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha, and all the remains in the Sadhu Sangha. He'll never be deluded at any moment, any time. And he'll get such strength, spiritual strength, that is not material strength. So he's a very strong person. Who has gotten that strength, nobody can shake him. Nobody can shake him, Baba, no? So a very strong person, yes. And all the strength one gets only in the Sadhu Sangha, by Sadhu Sangha. Yes. 10th canto Bhagavatam says, Bhava Pargo Brahmato Dada Bhavet Janasya Tarhatsyuta Satsamagama Satsangamo Darita Deva Sadgato Parabarese Toi Jayate Mati. You are. Bhava Pargo Brahmato Dada Bhavet Janasya Tarhatsyuta Satsamagama Satsangamo jaritadeva sadgato parabarese tui jayate rati. When that movement comes, auspicious movement comes, in the life of a fortunate person, he comes for sadhu sangha. And that is the symptom that no more material attachment will be there. His attachment to this material world is going to be completely finished, cut off. Lots of lives. He has wandered in lots of universes, material universes, lots of species of life. Now it has come to an end because he came for sadhu sangha. This is most auspicious movement came. Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva. Most significant. Bhagyavan, fortunate Jiva gets that chance. Isn't it? Who has no Bhagya? Good fortune, how can he get it? It requires good fortune. And how many are fortunate? How many are fortunate? Isn't it? How many are adhikari for doing sadhu sangha? Understand me. Question of adhikari is there. Understand what my language? Hey. Language, understand, adhikara? Can't understand? Can't understand? Right. English word right is only word available in English language. But that's not appropriate. But no word is available. Use it. What to do? Nothing is available. Adhikar specific word. Yes. This question of adhikar is there. Isn't it? Therefore Mahajana discussed this topic. Adhikar. Then question of bhakti adhikar. Karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, premadhikar, bhakti adhikar. What is one's adhikar? He will act and he will get. No adhikar, how can he get? Understand? My language? Therefore in Gita, three adhikars are discussed. Karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, and last thing, bhakti adhikar or premadhikar. Krishna discussed. Karma adhikar means varnashrama dharma. No, not developed bhakti adhikar, for him varnashrama dharma. Yes. Is karmatika. All right, do it for Krishna and offer the result to Krishna. This way, under guidance of a sadhu guru, gradually he may develop. That is all discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Then superior to that is Jnana Adhikar. But topmost is Bhakti Adhikar. Understand? Those are fortunate. Therefore say Bhagyavana Jiva. Fortunate. Good fortune has arisen. They get that Adhikar. They come for sadhasana. Understand? Yeah, you have to understand, then I can say. Who are that Adhikar for doing sadhasana? Who are they? Huh? Who are they? Those are very humble, no pride. Understand?
Siapa mereka yang bisa melakukan sadhusana?
Dina cheta. Those who are dina cheta, those are very humble. Tunadapi sunicha. No pride, no pride. Devoid of pride, they have adhika for sadhu sangha. Those who are very puffed up, proud, they have no adhikar for sadhu sangha. They cannot get it. Though, sadhu may go there,
but they cannot
avail that opportunity. In the heavenly planet, they were seen Arad, great sadhu, is moving there, but the demigods don't have that opportunity. Why? Because they are very proud, puffed up. Yes, though Narada Muni is wandering there, but they have no such good fortune. Because they are very puffed up, proud. Yes. And therefore, though such great sadhu, elevated sadhu like Narada Muni, wandering there, still they cannot have that good fortune. Those who are very humble, devoid of pride, dina cheta, they get the opportunity of sadhu sangha. And sadhus shower mercy on them. Those who are very puffed up, proud, too much attached to their home, heart, family member, dana, jana, wealth, asset, money, too much attached. Just to stay in association of such asata vastu, temporary material things and material relations, sadhus never go there. They have no right for sadhu sangha. They have no good fortune for sadhu sangha. So feel themselves unprotected. Understand? Those who feel themselves unprotected and those who are crying, how to get out from this dense darkness, deep dark well, Gruhandha Kupa, deep dark well of family life, family life like deep dark well, those are crying. How to be released from it? Strong shackle. Do you understand? They have adhikar for sadhusana. Those are crying, how to get released from this strong bondage. They get that opportunity. Sadhu sangha. When good opportune movement comes, sadhu arrives there, immediately they go to their sadhu and submit themselves At lotus feet of sadhu, surrender themselves, lotus feet of sadhu, and love and affection, serve sadhu. Yes, serve sadhu. For prayer they are at the lotus feet of sadhu, and Mahaprabhu for prayer. Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu offered prayer. And when he met Ishwarpuri in Gaya Tirtha. Sansara samudra haite uddhara more.
Sansara samudra haite
uddhara more. Ami deha samas pilam tomare. Ami deha samas pilam tomare. Mahaprabhu offered this prayer. Please deliver me from this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I completely dedicate myself, my mind, body, speech, everything at your lotus feet. I offer everything at your lotus feet. This is prayer. Those are persons, they have adhika. They deserve mercy. They deserve mercy. They deserve mercy from sadhana. And sadhana is our mercy. And within very short time,
the mercy
of sadhu, their whole life process completely changed. Mahaprabhu said, Jahare dekhile mukhe aise Krishna naam, tahare janiyo tumi Vaishnav pradhan. Understand? जहारे देखिले मुखे ऐसे कृष्ण नाम तारे जानियो तुमी वैष्णव प्रधान seeing whom automatically Krishna, name of Krishna is uttered. Understand me? Seeing whom, only by seeing whom, automatical name of Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He is topmost Vaishnava. He is topmost Vaishnava. Understand? Yes. Most Vaishnava. Such association of such Vaishnava is required. You should put firm faith and principle faith in words of sadhu. There should not be a tinge of doubt in the words of sadhu. So develop love and affection for sadhu. Without love and affection, you cannot do sangha, sadhu sangha. Because you cannot put faith in his words. Love and affection. You understand? If you have no love and affection, you can put faith in his words. You cannot surrender, then everything will be blank fire. You cannot see Lord Krishna. You cannot approach him. Do you understand? So if you cannot approach him, approach Krishna, see Krishna and get him, how can you love Krishna? Isn't it? But his dear devotee, Anugrahaya Chalanti, Bhavyani Bhutani Janardhanasya. Anugrahaya Chalanti, Bhavyani Bhutani Janardhanasya. Isn't it? Dear devotee of Janardhana, Krishna, They are wondering. So that devotee, that sadhu is wondering here in this material world. Daily we are suffering jivas. Understand? Mahanta subhavehi tarite paamor. Nijo karja nahi tava jaunta ar ghoro. This is nature of a Mahatma. Sadhu. Tarite paamor. To deliver the paamoras, most degraded.
Untuk membebaskan orang yang paling jatuh di dunia material ini.
Most degraded, suffering soul.
Yang paling menderita, itulah yang paling diselamatkan.
So sadhus or sadhus, Vaishnava, they come down here from spiritual world to deliver suffering souls. They are wandering here. So sadhu is wandering here. Do you understand? So you can see him. You can get him. You can deal with him with love and affection. Easy. Isn't it? But you cannot see Supreme Lord Krishna. You cannot get him. How can you deal with Krishna with love and affection? But you can see a sadhu. If you are fortunate, you can see a sadhu, devotee of Krishna. He wanders throughout the world. Yes, everywhere he goes. Yes. And Bhagavan Bhakta Vatsala. Very dear to his devotee. Therefore, Krishna, Bhagavan, appears here in the form of sadhu. Bhagavan appears here in the form of sadhu. Krishna jadi kripa karen kon bhagyavane. Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apone. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna jadi kripa karen kon bhagyavane. Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apone. Guru rupe Krishna kripa karen bhakta jane. Isn't it? This is Guru Tattva. Guru is bhakta, intimate devotee of Krishna. If Krishna showers his mercy on a bhagyavan jiva personate, jiva, then he appears in the form of guru before him. And teaches him sranagati. Guru rupe Krishna krupa korin bhakta jane. In the form of guru, Krishna showers his mercy. Therefore, sadhu guru is the embodiment of Krishna krupa. And you should understand. In Bharata Bhumi, it's very easy to get sadhu. Bharata is Lila Pitha Bhagavan. Understand? Bhagavan's place where Bhagavan manifests is Lila. In Bharata Bhumi. Understand? Whatever incarnations that come in past, whatever incarnations will come in future, everything, they will come in Bhārata Bhūmi. They will come in Bhārata, none other part of the world. Bhāva mentioned in Veda, sadhu, shastra, shastra,
Vedic literature. Therefore,
Mahāprabhu says, Bhārata Bhūmi te manusya janma hiladhār, janma sarthak karo paro upakār. Manusya janma, human birth is rare. But one was gotten, human birth in Bhārata Bhūmi. Very, very fortunate.
Itu sungguh-sungguh sangat beruntung sekali.
Isn't it? Not gotten birth in Australia, New Zealand. Then Pastor Bali. Bhārata Bhūmi te manusya janma hiladhār, janma sarthak kari karo. Why Mahāprabhu said? Was gotten human birth in Bhārata Bhūmi.
Kalau seorang memperoleh kesempatan lahir sebagai manusia di Bhārata Bhūmi.
Very fortunate.
Itu semua.
He must develop complete Krishna consciousness, make his life successful, then do good to others, go out and preach and inculcate Krishna consciousness on others, that is doing good. He will do it. And Mahaprabhu's words, isn't it? Isn't it? They should do. So, we are unfortunately ill-fated. Hatabhaga. Hatabhaga. Ill-fated. Ill-fated. We are ill-fated. Hatabhaga, Durbhaga. Though such opportunities are available, but we are not taking such opportunity. Missing opportunity. Yeah, we are missing, isn't it? We are always thinking how to get more and more, more and more material enjoyment. Soya bhoga. Understand? We think that is the requirement. Those are ill-fated, hatabhaga, durbhaga, they cannot think about. Only requirement is sadhu sangha. They cannot think of. In heavenly planet, you see, so much abundance of material and and this demigods are puffed up, proud, they cannot get opportunity of sadhu sangha, though sadhu moves there. It is very easily available here in this planet. Do you understand? And who is fortunate? He gets the opportunity of sadhu sangha, then his good fortune arises. Good fortune arises. That is bhogpala. What is it? Bhogpala is finished now. What is it?
Fruit of enjoyment
is finished now. Yeah. There is no doubt in it. There is no peace in bhoga. Peace there? In enjoyment, material enjoyment? Cannot sleep at night.
Dunia material ini. Dapatkah kamu tidur dengan tenang pada waktu malam hari?
Bhogi cannot sleep at night. He sleeps at night? No. The cat can. Take them. Take away my hard-earned money, wealth, asset. So many materialistic thoughts.
Banyak sekali pikiran-pikiran material yang
coming to his mind.
Meruputi pikirannya.
His mind is haunted with so many materialistic thoughts. Nana manarthadhiya, kena bhogno nidra. Nana manarthadhiya, kena bhogno nidra. Ahaniyaprutartha karana, nisi nisoyana. Whole day, from dawn to dusk, toiling hard like us. Money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Then coming back from his business field or job or office, whatever job, it's all job. Office. Coming back to his house to sleep, but cannot sleep. So many thoughts come. Very much attached to his home and heart, hard and money, asset, wealth. Always fearful of losing it. Losing. The dacoit will come, thief will come, take away. Government people will come, levy taxes on him. Exploit him, isn't it? Political leaders will exploit him. These all fears are there. He has kept dog. Alsatian dog. Alsatian dog. To guard his property, wealth. His treasury during night time. How can he sleep? Little sleep comes. Then dog bark. Baba! Hey! Dakat game! Where is peace?
Di mana ada kedamaian dalam hidup material?
No peace, Baba.
No
peace. Bhogi. Three types of person cannot sleep.
Yogi. Ada tiga jenis orang yang tidak bisa tidur.
Yogi, rogi, bhogi.
Yogi, rogi, dan
bhogi. You understand? Who does yoga sadhana, he cannot sleep. Rogi, who has chronic disease, getting pain, say colic, colic pain. How can he sleep? Yogi, rogi, bhogi. Bhogi, a mentalistic person, wants enjoyment, mental, he cannot sleep at night. Therefore, bhogi is our swarthapara. Very selfish, isn't it? These materialistic persons are very selfish. Yes. They put others in difficulty, isn't it? And want to enjoy. Yes. But jnanis, they are cheaters. Jnanis are cheaters.
Yeah.
They cheat others and they themselves become cheated. Vaishnavas,
tetapi para Vaishnavas,
sadhus, premi bhaktas,
para premi bhaktas,
they love Bhagavan, Supreme Lord,
mencintai Bhagavan, Tuhan yang Maha Esa,
and they love one and all, because they see Bhagavat Sambandha, because they see the relationship with the Lord. Every jiva has perfect eternal loving relationship with the Lord. Their vision is such, sadhu, vaishnava. They love all jivas.
Dia
because
semua jiva.
Because Krishna is jiva. Krishna is the object of my love. Krishna is the object of my love and is the jiva. Then he loves. Yeah. Tak, 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 tak. Yes. You understand? So such a sadhu, vaishnava, premi, bhakta, love, one who loves Supreme Lord Krishna, only he can love one and all. All jivas, all God created things. Yeah. Bhagavat Srishta Vastu. They say everything here. These are all paraphernalia for Krishna's enjoyment. Understand? Therefore, they utilize everything in Krishna's service. Yes. Such is Vaishnava. Conclude my speech, though many unlimited things are there. The song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song from Gita Mala, Jamun Baba Bhali. Hare Tomaro Jesu Dho Bhakto. Hariye tomaro jesu dho bhakto tomate se anurakto tomaro jesu dho bhakto tomate se anurakto bhukti mukti tuchha kari jane बारे को देखीते तब चिराकारो श्री वैभव बारे देखते तब चिराकारो श्री वैभव प्रेरण बोली अन्न सुख माने प्रेरण बोली ସେସବ ଭକ୍ତିର ସଙ୍ଗେ ଲୀଳା କର ନାନା ରଙ୍ଗେ ସେସବ ଭକ୍ତିର ସଙ୍ଗେ ଲୀଳା କର ନାନା ରଙ୍ଗେ ବିରହସ ହିତେ ନା ପାର ବିରହସ ତୁମାର ଯେ ସୁଧ ଭକ୍ତ ତୁମାତେ ସେ ଅନୁରକ୍ତ ଭୁକ୍ତି ମୁକ୍ତି ତୁଚ୍ଛ କରି ମାନେ ଓ ଲର୍ଡ ହରି ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ୟୋର୍ ପ୍ୟୋର ଡିଭୋଟି ଇଜ୍ କନ୍ଷ୍ଟେଣ୍ଟଲି ଆଟାଚ୍ ଟୁ ୟୁ ହି କିକ୍ସ ଭୁକ୍ତି ଆଣ୍ଡ ମୁକ୍ତି ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଏନ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲିବରେସନ୍ କିକ୍ସ କିକ୍ସ ଗେଟ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ପ୍ରମିଆ ବାରେକ ଦେଖିତେ ତବ ଚିଦାକାର ଶ୍ରୀ ବୈଭବ ତୃଣ ବୋଲି ଅନ୍ୟ ସୁଖ ମାନେ ହି ସିଜ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ
ଫର୍ମ
ବାରେକ ମିନ୍ସ ୱାନ୍ସ ୟୋର୍ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ ଫର୍ମ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୋର୍ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ବୈଭବ ଇମିଡିଏଟଲି ଭୁକ୍ତି ମୁକ୍ତି ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଏନ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏନଗେଜ୍ ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ଇନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଲଭିଂ
ସର୍ଭିସ୍
ଇନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଲଭିଂ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଡିୟର୍ ସେଣ୍ଟ for him
bagi dirinya
this material enjoyment
matan matri
and brahma sukha
dan brahma sukha
what is that to merge into brahma get brahmananda is very very insignificant
menjadi sangat remeh sekali bagi
understand very very insignificant they are like straw lying on the ground They are very dear to you, O Lord Hari. You cannot keep yourself separate from them. You cannot tolerate their separation. You are always with such premi bhaktas. Premi bhakta, always with such premi bhakta, and you always...
Do
all your lila.
With him,
yes. Isn't it? कृपा करी अकिंचने देखाओ महात्मा गणे साधु बिना गोती भैया ओ लॉर्ड हरि प्लीज सावर नरसियान मी I am crying for the lotus feet. How can I get it without sadhu sangha? Sadhu bina goti nahi aap. Without sadhu sangha, without translation, sadhu devi bhakta. I cannot approach your lotus feet. Oh Lord Hari, please, please.
Mohon sekali lagi.
Show me your satsang, dear devotee, Mahatma Sadhu.
Understand? Berikanlah Mahatma Sadhu itu kepada hamba.
Se bhakta charana dhana kabe pabo darasana sodhiva amar dushta bhava. When that good moment will come, a fortune.
Hari yang sangat beruntung itu datang.
Fortune moment. A fortune moment will come. I'll see the beautiful lotus feet of such bhakta.
Memperoleh kesempatan untuk melihat kaki Padma yang sangat indah dari seorang premi bhakta.
Premi bhakta. I'll have darshan of the lotus feet of such premi bhakta.
Memperoleh kesempatan untuk melihat dan melihat.
Get an opportunity to associate with him.
Memperoleh keberuntungan untuk bergaul dengan beliau.
Thereby,
I'll cleanse
my contaminated heart, mind, consciousness.
Hati, pikiran hama yang penuh dengan kecemaran-kecemaran material.
My mind dusta, stupid mind.
Pikiran saya penuh dengan kebohongan dan kebodohan.
Dusta mana? Stupid mind, my mind is stupid. Disobedient, stubborn.
Pikiran saya sangat keras dan sama sekali tidak dapat ditundukkan.
Only by the association of such.
Hanya dengan melalui pergaulan.
Dear devotee of yours.
Anda yang sangat anda cintai itu.
Premi bhakta.
Seorang premi bhakta.
My mad mind will be
pacified. Akan dapat ditenangkan.
Cleansed. Disciplined. Yes.
Kembali menjadi.
Understand? Bhakti Vinoda Bhani Krupa Hove Jato Khane Mahatmar Hove Darsha. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur say, when such mercy will be available, then I would have the darshan of such a Mahatma.
Maka barulah saya memperoleh kesempatan untuk darshan, untuk bertemu dengan seorang Vaisnava yang agung seperti itu.
Without the mercy of a sadhu, Vaisnava Mahatma.
Dari seorang sadhu, Mahatma, Vaisnava yang agung itu.
Without the mercy of Lord Hari Krishna.
Karunia dari Sri Hari, dari Sri Krishna.
I cannot.
Hama tidak akan mungkin.
Darshan of such sadhu and Mahatma.
Memperoleh darshan dengan seorang Mahatma ataupun sadhu yang agung seperti itu.
So, crying heart, Bhakti Vinod.
Menangis dalam hatinya,
Bhakti Vinod Thakur begs mercy of Lord Hari.
Memohon karunia dari Sri Hari.
You understand? And mercy of his dear devotee.
Dan karunia dan penyembah beliau yang murni.
To have the darshan of such Mahatma. Because this is the only book.
Inilah satu-satunya karunia, hadiah yang dilestarikan.
Rarely achieved human
being. Dalam kehidupan manusia yang sangat jarang sekali diperoleh.
No other boon is there.
Tidak ada karunia yang lebih tinggi dari ini.
Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Ananta koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Bhagavata Katha Amrita ki jai. Bhagavata Kadam Sarasa Pipas Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Pramanandri
Vaishnava Mahatma Shri Srimad Srila Bhagavinda Swami Maharaj Gurudeva Ki Jai
Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai.
Sorry, Jim. Get out of here.